Spurtin', can't use no jerkins, can't go with one. My burden of yearning can't go with turning to November. First December is lurking, my hands are tied to the O. I gotta keep putting work in, my mind is clear like a crystal. Yo, Freddy, bring in the chorus, what's up? Fuck my dick, I'ma chop it off. I ain't coming, no boots. Fuck the cops, I don't care what they say. My karma always say. Too hot, wish I could fucking lie, but I can't, it's a curse. Put my cup in a hearse, wait till the fucking first tsunami from my body, bitch. I can't wait till I masturbate, it's my only fate.
Oh, I ain't spanking no monkey, ho, I ain't choking no chicken, ho, I won't tickle the piccolo when I blow no emissions. I'm on the hold against mission, I'm with my bros on November. Oh God, I won't blow another load till December. Cold all winter, yeah. Throw away your lubrication, spread the word of no, not November through the nation. I ain't touching my penis, I am not grabbing myself. On the set, I'm about to cut myself a chastity belt. You roll through the cut, trying not to bust. Feel it in my gut, all of my cum has somewhat turned to dust. Take me back to September, cause it's no, not November. Popped off like the toss of a can of Dr. Pepper in my sheets. I didn't mean to stimulate.
Hey, Bob!
A poor old man came riding by.
Hey, and we Bob! Said so. Safe right now. This is just, oh my god, my fucking eyes do not want to stay open. I've been awake since about 4.
almost 10 and it's time we had a talk. I done my best to please you since before I learned to walk. I swallowed all your oatmeal and your work for peace is fine. But when you pick on Super Mario, I've got to draw the line. I know you're not like other folks, but for once, could we pretend? No, let me be like other kids. Why can't I have Nintendo?
Yeah.
Every other kid I know can spend his idle hours helping Super Mario climb pillars, hills, and towers. And how come when we go for walks, it's on some picket line? It's my turn to protest, Mommy, read this picket sign. I know you're not like other folks, but for once could we pretend? No, let me be like other kids, why can't I have Nintendo? Sometimes I worry what would happen in a war. It's not that I don't like the things you're working for. So don't get angry if I ask you just once more. Please, 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 please. I don't mind recycling. Camping out is fine. If you'd only boycott cauliflower, I'd be the first in line. G.I. Joe and laser tag were out, I always do. So when I go down to Billy's house, what do you think I do? You turn on his TV set, and for hours upon end, no, act just like the other kids, and I freak out on Nintendo. So can I be like other kids? Oh, can I have Nintendo? What do you mean, no?
Great song. Pastor Liz. Chatterbox Cafe and yep. This sucks. The Mac Miller mixtape where he had to flip this. Way better. That was actually the first time I heard that before I heard of Owl City. differently sized piece of metal. Hopefully it didn't shred my tires. Like aluminum siding. Well, it was of a size that would have probably shredded this fucking these tires if it was going to do anything. So hopefully everything's fine. I don't know. Ride still seems smooth. Is what I'm saying.
You are cooking the water.
Toby Reed with a word to something that is really a matter of life and death. And that is, Toby, a blowout, Walter. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a blowout in one of the tires on your automobile.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever stop to think that if you're driving at today's top speed of 35 miles an hour and a blowout swerves your car into an oncoming truck, which travels at the same speed, the resulting crash has a force of 70 miles an hour. Now that's enough to double you right over the steering wheel and push the engine through the dash. Yet there is actually no need for a blowout to throw your car out of control. Not if the car is equipped with Goodyear lifeguards. For the lifeguard is an inner tire, a two-ply safety tire within a tube. It replaces the conventional inner tube, and if your outer tire and tube blow, the inner tire of the lifeguard remains inflated, holds the car steady so you can come to a sure, safe stop. That's the kind of blowout protection your family needs, and such sure protection it is that never once has a lifeguard been reported to fail. Never once. Think it over. Ask your Goodyear dealer if he has any of the few lifeguards now available. If so, equip your car with lifeguards, which are now ration-free. For remember, when your tire blows out, the Goodyear lifeguard never lets you down.
Mastermind fucking made this shit and unleashed it on the world. Like, what kind of fucking...
Stop! Before you say something you might regret.
Poor shit.
Don't
oh my god.
Karina on the internet.
Or what?
Think of writing fanboys you provoke. They don't know you're otherwise a decent bloke. Oh no.
Ocarina minions. Look, Dave, this is my opinion.
After 12 hours, your opinion is conjecture.
Do I sense a rambling lecture?
Yes, I rule. Was grander in our minds than a flash.
Oh, I want to die. For fucking, I'm going to puke up all this fucking energy drink. Get the energy out of me so I can fall asleep and never wake up.
And friends we can find in the corners.
said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about the block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over, I opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take five cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
again. Another day at the office, wonder what kind of perks I get. I am an MIT alumni, ever heard of it? Sure you did. I got a PhD, but now I'm earning it. Building up my resume at Black Mesa. Employee of the month, they should have a plaque with my name. I'll hang up my lab jacket, grab a new hazard tool. Just in case a resonance cascade should happen soon. Who would have thought a book smart geek could go so hard? Even acquired a minor degree in crowbar. No dorm, holding gumbo balls in a cold dark. Head crabs wanna grab my dome, cause I'm so smart. Now I'm attacking, but I got an arsenal. Hooking my doctorate when a gun makes any problem solvable. I am anomalous, like a subatomic quantum particle. The odds of starting an apocalypse went from none to probable. I'm picking up steam and running them up, cleaning out the marines who think that they'll cover this up. I'll paint the wall with their brains, call that a Black Mesa layoff. When you enter this facility, you'll know who's laid low. Don't call me crazy, I got plenty of sin. I'll annihilate any nihilist who's letting them in. If I clock any overtime, I ain't doing it for free, man. At least give me some praise, okay, G-Man?
What makes your life worth living? Who's making your decisions? Strung up by puppet strings, but no one else can see them.
That's terrible. Okay.
Heat up this trap line. rush for a pole. I hope you don't notice him in my headlight. I fall into him as we break. We've hit the red light. He squeezed my head tight, awesome as the headlights. Damn, that dude jeans looks tight. I don't mean skinny, the man's acting t-shirt white. Boy, he's so pretty. The way he stand, feet firmly planted, but he out this banner. Sorry, I've got plans tonight.
Summertime bomb, press for one like a throwback. He looking hella fly in them jeans and that throwback.
Such an innocent time, you know.
Cruising on Cespa in my DeLorean. War's over, I'm a beast, I'm a DeLorean. Historian stuff, Star Wars historians. Deep in the bait, but they played at Benegas. Rob Renegade showed up
to the train. You could ride a Star Wars rap, because there wasn't a billion of them.
With our Chicago delegates, got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck. I might go solo for all I care. It could be hiding at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a Jawa's gonna shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm barely hooked. I'm a devious degenerate, defender of the devil. Shifted all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpack got jets. Well, I'm Boba, the Fett. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bed. Where I chill in deep space.
Yeah. started this cruel war against Kuwait. Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Invaded a small and helpless neighbor. Its people brutalized. Its people brutalized. Just 2 hours ago, Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged. This conflict started August 7th when the dictator of Iraq invaded a small and helpless neighbor. Kuwait, a member of the Arab League, a member of the United Nations, was crushed. Its people brutalized. 5 months ago, Saddam Hussein started this cruel war against Kuwait. Tonight, the battle has been joined.
I get to them, but no. Perfect. My main goal is every color of the rainbow. So take that step into the grass with me. We gotta go. We all want to be the very best and accept the debt we're racing after test. We'll be cruising communities, got the real species and virtual creatures confusing. Now that we've battled and turned natural animals in supernatural ways, channeling power we save and capsules that saddle our way so they know they're not shackled like slaves. No, they're actually brave. With dazzling creatures, we travel this path that we pave. Unleashing our wrath and racking our brains and hoping we'll all be a mess for one day. I'm wrapping my talent in magical ways. Analogy, anecdote, making my name an antidote to all the poison we want to escape whenever we play this game. I feel free when I play.
And if you can serve all your items, it's free to play.
I'm finally seeing the day where we rip each other to pieces in peaceful ways.
To the highest place where no one's got. One day I'll end it, go beyond and find my throne on top. I hope this never pokey stops. We all...
Fuck.
I remember the day I first heard electronic music. Uh-huh. I knew back then this illegal computer sound was gonna be my call. My heart got hooked on 4x4 beats when House took this journey with Jack, Chicago, and Acid House.
Uh-huh.
Now my heart is hooked forever. I don't care if it's French tech, hard style, hardcore, old school, or jump. I don't understand people who are satisfied with ordinary pop music. They just listen to whatever radio stations decide they should like.
Yeah.
Followed by an overkill of ringtone commercials meant for kids.
Oh,
and my
shit.
God, they like it. Some people even think that house clubs are for weirdos only. Maybe they're right. Maybe we are weird. Maybe this music is weird. And maybe the clubs are overrated. But we're in this together. If you're in the scene, being a DJ seems like a natural path to follow. Ha! And back in the days, DJs were weird people who liked music in a weird way. Back then, you would have to be a nerd to become a DJ. Nowadays, everybody wants to be a DJ. Nowadays, everybody wants to be that nerd. It sickens me. I hate those smartasses who think DJ is an easy way to get laid. Well, get a life. If you're not in it for the love of the music, would you please fuck off? Love the music, would you
I could while I used to think a DJ was an easy way to get laid. Maybe they are weird people. Yep.
And my head I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
You're not here for the love of music. Please fuck off.
Individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Oh, I could tell you why. The ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before.
My God.
And then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing. My head all full of stuffing.
Oh my God, what? What? No. What? Oh, how did this, why did this happen?
I don't want to die in harpoon mode, please. Guess I see the potions they be using on me. Hope there are no creepers in this cave, please. They gon' creep my house, that's not mean to me. Not just playing, not just playing. I say mob sometimes I don't, yeah.
Why would you, okay, I mean, I like with the recency of this beat, you think about when it must have been recorded and the idea of like Notch still being attached to Minecraft and not calling this song, you know, Microsoft's plan or something. Like what? Notch's plan is to fucking hit up the candy dispenser in the living room and fucking sit on the couch for the rest of the day.
That's a very bad thing that they grief and they grief and they grief and they grief and they grief it on me. She said PvP me, I tell her that is gnarly. I only love my ore and my llama, I'm sorry. 50 blocks, I'm mining diamonds, you can't stop me. 21, they'll bring the guesters to the party. And you know me, turn the iron into the diamond, please. With 40 zombies, let me know me. Imagine if I never met NCAP. Not just playing, not just playing. I slay mobs sometimes I don't. Hey, no, hey, hey. I find mobs sometimes I won't. Yeah.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say.
Thank you.
that's all of it you're going to get. I know you want more. Unfortunately, I'm here, so I gotta go. That doesn't mean you have to stop listening to that song. You can look it up yourself and wiggle your cares away. All right, I gotta go.